Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Do you like to play in the snow?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. I'm going right after work. Today's topic is activity.
Today's title is Winter Fun. Winter Fun. Ooh, I wonder what we are going to learn about today. What do you think, Peter?
I don't know. There are lots of ways to have fun during the winter time. Maybe we will talk about ice skating or skiing.
Ooh, those are fun winter activities. Well, let's find out more about today's lesson with our Read It. Here's Peter to help.
There is a lot of snow outside. Susie and James can build a snowman. The weather isn't too cold. They can wear warm clothes. Tina and Taylor can play in the snow after work. They can throw snowballs. Can Tina hit Taylor with a snowball? Tina can't throw very far.
Peter, do you know what song I'm thinking of?
No, I don't.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
Okay. Yeah, that is a very popular song about building snowmen, Pauline. And you're right. It sounds like we're going to be talking about that today.
Really? The song?
No, we're going to talk about building snowmen and other fun things to do outside in the winter time. And before you start singing again, let's go to Christina to learn those key words for today.
Hello, 外面下雪喽. Susie想要去堆雪人. Susie wants to build a snowman. 动词 build 有建造的意思. 可是 James 怕冷. Susie觉得没问题, 穿暖一点的衣服就好了. Just wear warm clothes. 名词 clothes就是衣服. Tina 和 Taylor 想要下班之后去丢雪球打雪仗. They want to throw snowballs after work. 雪球就是 snowball. Taylor 很怀疑 Tina 能不能打到她。她说 Can you hit me? 动词 hit 就是打或击中. Taylor 简直就是小看 Tina 了。她说 You can't throw far. 你根本就丢不远. 句尾的 far 是副词远的意思。
It's cold outside, Susie.
I know. And there is so much snow. I love it.
You do? Winter isn't my favorite season.
I love winter. Let's go outside and build a snowman.
Now?
No, we can build one after work.
It's too cold.
No, it's not. Just wear warm clothes.
It's so cold, Pauline.
Oh, really? I think it's kind of nice. Maybe you should drink something hot or put on a jacket. But first, can you explain that sound you made, brr?
Oh, sure. That's the sound you make when you're cold, brr. Like James says, brr, it's cold outside.
Well, it is cold outside. Did you see all the snow out there? It's beautiful.
Well, Pauline, is this season your favorite?
No, winter isn't my favorite season. Fall is my favorite, but I do love winter.
Well, winter isn't James's favorite season either. But the way he says it kind of has a different meaning. Let's go to Christina to learn more about what he says.
Susie 看到外面下好多的雪，非常开心。 可是 James 说 Winter isn't my favorite season. 形容词 favorite 就是特别喜欢的。 所以 James 是说冬天不是我特别喜欢的季节。 看到了吗？ James 没有直接说 I don't like winter, 而是说 not my favorite season. 这样子讲话显得委婉又客气, 你应该要学会哦。比如有人请你吃榴莲, 你可以客气地说 Thanks, but that's not my favorite fruit. 以此类推，如果你觉得对方做某件事做错了，可是又不想直接否定他，就可以说 That's not the best way to do it. 学生上课的时候回答老师的问题，答得不对，老师有时候也会客气地说 That's not the best answer.语言是文化的一环，我们学习一个外国语言其实可以看出对方的文化哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, Pauline, why do you like winter?
Well, my favorite holiday, Christmas, is in the winter, and I really like the snow.
Susie also loves winter and the snow. She wants to go outside and build a snowman with James.
Do you want to build a snowman?To build means to make something. To build a snowman, you need to make 3 balls of snow. The biggest snowball stays on the ground. The medium-sized ball goes on top of that.
Right. Then you put the smallest snowball on top. That's the head of the snowman. You can add rocks for eyes.Or a long nose with a carrot.
Building snowmen is fun. No wonder there are so many songs about it.
So many? You just keep singing the same song over again.
Well, there are others like Frosty the Snowman. Oh, or there's the Christmas song that goes, In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I guess there are a lot of snowman songs.It's a special winter childhood experience for many, although adults can enjoy building snowmen too.
Will James make a snowman with Susie?
I don't think so. James says it's too cold outside.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wait, why are we fighting? Oh, I remember. No, it's not is today's
calendar phrase.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. 并没有啊。It's too cold.
No, it's not.
It's too hot.
No, it's not.
It's too windy.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful day.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. 并没有啊。
This is a useful calendar phrase. If you don't agree with someone, you can say, no, it's not. Or during the winter, you could say, snow, it's not.
Oh, goodness. Well, Susie doesn't agree that it's too cold outside. She thinks James just needs warmer clothes.
Well, what are some examples of warm clothes, Pauline?
Well, sweaters, pants, hats, gloves, scarves, those are all good warm clothes.
Oh, and don't forget your coat. You need a warm coat to go outside.
Well, James doesn't have warm enough clothes to play in the snow with Susie. And besides, he doesn't seem very excited about the snow.
No, he's not. Well, we'll continue this, but first we need to take a short break. We'll be back.After this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, when's the last time you made a snowman?
Oh, that makes me think it's too long ago. I need to go build another snowman. The last time I did that was in high school.
Oh, that is a long time ago. I think I made one just last year or the year before. It's a lot of fun. You should do it this year.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, before you go make a snowman, we need to keep going with our lesson. Here's conversation B.
There is so much snow outside. How often do you play in the snow, Tina?
Not very often, but I love snow.
Let's play outside after work today. The weather isn't too cold.
All right.
Can I throw snowballs at you?
Yes, but can you hit me? You can't throw very far.
Then don't run away.
Hey, I think Susie should go talk to Tina and Taylor. They sound a lot more excited about playing in the snow than James.
Oh, that's true. Taylor looks really happy about the snow. She wants to go play outside after work today. Unlike James, she says the weather isn't too cold, and I agree.
Hey, Pauline, how often do you play in the snow?
Oh, I used to work at a school, and one of my jobs was to play outside with the kids. So in the winter time, we played in the snow a lot. But now I don't do it that often.
Fair enough. Well, let's practice making more questions like this. We can practice with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, right now, it's time for you to learn a grammar point. If you want to ask someone how often they do something, you can use this grammar point. Let's look at a few examples. First, how often do you speak English? Or you could also ask, how often do you drink coffee? You can do this! So friends, don't be afraid to use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. Peter, how often do you go to the movies?
I go a couple of times a month. How often do you go to church?
I go once a week.
And Tina, how often does Tina play in the snow?
Not very often, but she loves the snow. So Taylor suggests that they play outside after work.
Tina says, all right, but then asks an interesting question.
Yes, she asks, can I throw snowballs at you?
Snowball fights are a fun winter activity. Well, some people think it's fun, but I think it's too cold.
A snowball is a small ball of snow you make with your hands. In a snowball fight, people throw the snowballs and try to hit other people with the balls of snow.
Ouch, doesn't it hurt?
Well, if the snow is soft, then it won't hurt. But when I was a kid, we had rules about snowball fights. We weren't allowed to throw snow at people's heads.
That is a good rule. It doesn't feel good when you have a snowball hit your face or your ear. It's too cold and it hurts.
Well, Taylor isn't worried about Tina. Tina can't throw very far.
Far? That means a long way away. For example, the United States and Australia are far from each other. But Canada and the United States are closer. They are close together.
Okay, here's another example. I wear contacts. They help me see far. Without glasses or contacts, I can't read things far away, like signs that are across the street.
Well, we learned that Tina can't throw very far. So Taylor is teasing Tina about it.
Well, maybe Tina can sneak up on Taylor. If she surprises Taylor, then she can hit Taylor with a snowball while she's close. Taylor won't have time to run away then.
Hey, that's a good idea. And you used a good phrase too, to run away. Let's learn more about that with Christina.
Tina 说要用雪球丢 Taylor。Taylor 挑衅地说，你丢得到吗？你又丢不远。Tina 听了就说， Then don't run away. 那你就不要跑啊。我们来学副词 away 的用法。Away 有离开的意思，所以 run away 就是跑开。Away 可以搭配不同的动词，比如 don't walk away, 不要走开。某人很快的就开车走了。He drove away quickly. 每次打针的时候一定要把头转开不敢看针头。I have to turn away every time. 这个 turn away 就是转过头去。所以 away 有离开的意思。这些是它的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, we've learned a lot today, but don't run away yet. Let's review our keywords together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Build. Build. Can you build a house with cards?
Clothes. Clothes. John wears nice clothes.
Snowball. Snowball. Let's make snowballs and throw them.
Hit. Hit. The player hit the ball.
Far. Far. The school is not far from my home. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
It's cold outside, Susie.
I know. And there is so much snow. I love it!
You do? Winter isn't my favorite season.
I love winter. Let's go outside and build a snowman.
Now?
No, we can build one after work.
It's too cold.
No, it's not. Just wear warm clothes.
There is so much snow outside. How often do you play in the snow, Tina?
Not very often, but I love snow.
Let's play outside after work today. The weather isn't too cold.
All right. Can I throw snowballs at you?
Yes, but can you hit me? You can't throw very far.
Then don't run away.
Hey, Peter, here are two more winter activities you can enjoy in the snow, snowboarding and skiing.
Hey, I like these sports, and yes, I love to do them in the winter. I especially like skiing.
Oh, no, you're a skier? I'm a snowboarder.
Okay, whatever, they're both great. With skis, you have one on each foot, not that one board over there. So in skiing, you can ski down the hill. I started skiing when I was about 6 or 5.
Wow, you started really young. I didn't start snowboarding until I was a teenager. Now, with skis, not only are there two boards that your feet are on, you also have poles, right?
Yes, those help you balance and move while you're skiing down the hill.
Snowboarders don't need poles to balance.
Yeah, they need their friends who ski to help them up once they fall down.
Oh, falling on a snowboard does hurt. I will agree with that.
Yes, these are very fun sports, and if you've never tried, I think you should go out and try. But it's kind of dangerous, so you don't want to get hurt.
Yes, make sure you go and get a lesson on how to do it. Don't just do it by yourself. But it is a lot of fun, so I hope you all get a chance to try it someday.
Well, now it's time to see what James and Ginger are up to in their jungle chit chat.
There's a lot of snow outside.
Yay! Let's go outside and play.
No, thanks. The weather is too cold.
It's not that cold, James. We have warm jackets.
Well,
we can build a snowman.
Okay.
Yay! Ooh, we can make snowballs, too.
Make snowballs?
Yeah, they're fun to make.
Well,
I can throw a snowball really far.
Where will you throw them at?
I'll throw them at you.
Really? Then I'll throw snowballs at you.
Well, we can have a snowball fight. Hooray!
Okay, but don't throw too many. And don't hit me too hard.
maybe maybe not.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about winter fun. And here to answer our question is Miss Snow Winter.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Snow. Thanks for being on the show.
I'm glad I could be here.
Well, Snow, I have a question here from Jeremiah Buske of San Diego, California. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Jeremiah writes, My friend asked me a question. Jane was born on December 28th, yet her birthday is always during the summer. How is this possible? I can't think of the answer. Can you?
This is a great question. It sounds tricky, but it has a simple answer.
Really? What is the answer?
The answer is Jane was born in the southern hemisphere. She was born south of the equator.
Oh, that's right. So Jane might have been born in a country like Australia or Brazil.
That's right. These countries are south of the equator. For those countries, December is the middle of summer for them.
Oh, so while it is winter here in the northern hemisphere, it is summer in the southern hemisphere.
Exactly. That's why many people in Australia go to the beach on Christmas Day. And that's why Jane can be born in December, but have a birthday in the summer.
I got it. Well, thanks for answering our question, Snow. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, this was a fun day talking about winter activities. Peter, we talked about a lot of them. Are there any we missed, though?
Of course, there are plenty of things to do with snow. One thing, when there is a big snowstorm in my house, we go out front and build an igloo.
An igloo? Oh, that's like a dome house made out of snow, right?
Right. It's just a snow house. You have to build it slowly up, and then you can stay inside and maybe bring some blankets, bring some hot chocolate, and live in the snow. You can also build tunnels to crawl through.
Wow, I always wanted to do that when I was a kid, but we were never successful. You actually did it?
Yeah, of course. My brother's really good at it, too, so we could do it together.
That is so much fun. Maybe you can teach me how to do it this year.
Of course. Well, friends, we're out of time. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.